Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 40, Inside the Gates of Hell, Part 3, The Spirit Speaks. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 11th month, on the 16th day of the 11th month.
You wanted to know about my dreams. I've just had a waking dream. Do you know why? The spice. It's in everything here.
Calm yourself.
I see it. I can see it. Father!
Father, I promise. One day the sleeper will awaken, and I will avenge your death. I will not stop until I destroy the Emperor and the Baron.
Dear Dan, in the first year of my tenure at G6, the Lord put me into a ministry that I didn't know existed. Here's how it came down. One day during lunch, as I was sitting getting ready to eat, I was moved to think in this fashion. Since I feel so bad, like death warmed over, I thought to myself, why don't I just go all the way and intercede on behalf of those who are unable to repent? I doubt I'll feel any worse for it. While I was still thinking those thoughts, I placed a call to a small home church that my brother, CB7, was attending, but where I had never been. Without even knowing who I was talking to, I introduced myself as being CB7's older brother and that I wanted to repent on behalf of those who could not. The man of the house, CB10, was amazed at what I had to say. Then he turned away from the phone and said something to another man who just happened to be there. I could barely overhear the exchange as he repeated what I had just said to his house guest. CB10 said to me that the other man was overjoyed at what I had just said. It turned out he was a visiting prophet from Wasilla, Alaska. The response of the prophet, CB11, let me know that I was on the right track and that I was not acting presumptuously. I visited the home church after that and had more than one meal with the visiting prophet, CB11, at Denny's and once or twice at Sherry's. So, Dan, there was another sign that I was on the right road. I am grateful for these signs because sometimes I run into weirdness that I really don't know how to deal with. But the Lord always clarifies things and brings me to the truth. During one of the times that CB11 and I were at Denny's, I was attempting to describe what I was going through. His response was from the Holy Spirit. These words were spoken to me by him. Your loss is his gain. And now, as I write, it reminds me of Paul, where he counts all things as loss for the gospel. Quote, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Unquote. The book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 8. It was not long after my meetings with CB11 that the Lord gave me the privilege of making your acquaintance and subsequent joint operations with you in Christ Jesus. About a year later, a friend and brother of M and mine, CB12, was in the hospital. He was very sick with some kind of wasting disease. On one of my early breaks, I paid a visit to him in his room. We talked a little and prayed. Then, just as I was about to leave to go back to work, I asked him this question. What does the Lord have to say? Even though he was weak and very tired, CB-12 responded by prophesying these words in first person, the Word of God, quote, I am in control, end quote. Sometime during this time, the Lord also sent me a personal message. One day, as I was working at G6, I was in the hall outside the lab. It was early in the evening, and there was a lot of foot traffic in the hallway. Suddenly, a young man, who looked to be from India, and was wearing a cleric's collar and a necklace with a gold cross, came up to me and said, "You're doing a very good job." I was surprised and a little embarrassed and tried to politely ignore him, but he said it a second time, "You're doing a very good job." Sometime later, this exact same message was repeated at Denny's one night after work. I was with my Christian janitorial friends having dinner when an old man I didn't know came up to me quickly. I had just stood up from the table to stretch and said the same words to me. "You're doing a very good job." So I offer these same words to any who may find themselves in like circumstance to what I have found myself in. They apply to you also. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
Father! Father! The sleeper has awakened!
Your time has come.
A storm is coming. Our storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
Emperor, we come for you. We come for you.
Fighters!